This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of why Jesus and the early church were hated. Let me urge you, however, to visit the Church of Christ in your community. And I especially urge you to visit the congregation which sponsors this broadcast, about which the announcer will tell you at the close of our study today. Now we continue our study of why the early church was hated. Another reason they were hated was because they demanded that the members of the church not be fashioned according to this world. Let us note in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. And be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Now, there are many people who wish to be religious and to be respectable in the community by having a sort of religious relationship, but they do not wish to conform their lives to the gospel. They rather wish to be fashioned according to the world. But Paul expressly says that this is not to be done. "Be not fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." In Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, Paul said, "Let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel." Now that means the way we live ought to reflect the principles of the gospel. When a person is living as a member of the body of Christ, people ought to be able to watch what he does and listen to what he says and draw conclusions accurately as to the basic principles of the gospel. Now many people do not like this kind of restriction on their lives. They therefore reject the gospel, reject the church altogether. Sometimes people temporarily accept the gospel, becoming members of the church. But because they wish to live in a worldly fashion, they later on reject the gospel and reject the church and leave it and begin to live as they did before they ever became Christians. In 1 John chapter 2, beginning with verse 15, John says, "Love not the world." Actually, what he's saying there to these Christians is, "Stop loving the world," as it's given in Charles B. Williams' translation. That indicates that these people who had left the world, had obeyed the gospel and become Christians, had now come again to love the world. But John says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Now many people do not like that message, and yet every faithful preacher of the gospel must preach it, that we must not love the world, we must not be conformed to the world, we must not allow the world to set our fashions or our standards. We rather must turn to Jesus Christ himself. And so you see, because the early church demanded that standard, they were hated by many people. They were hated because they made clear that all who do not study, learn, love, and obey the truth will be lost. They were hated because they declared the gospel was not something just near the truth, but that it was the truth. They were hated because they declared the exclusivity of the church, that is, that it was the one and exclusive body of saved people. No one can be saved being a Buddhist or a Hindu or a Muslim. No one can be saved by being a member of some religious institution that was invented by some human mind. But only in that body purchased by the blood of Christ, known by God in eternity, even before he created the world. We appreciate so much your being with us today. Be with us next time as we can continue our study of the sacred scriptures of God.